Well, hello, all you crappy little campers out there in Crapland. This is Jeff Lynn, and you're listening to Crapvine, otherwise known as the Crapvine Podcasting Network. And today, we are going to talk about the Facebook timeline. The Facebook timeline. What can I say about the Facebook timeline that we already haven't heard before? I think it sucks sweaty donkey balls. But what do I know? I'm just a mere peasant in the social networking world. However, I do have some thoughts on the timeline that I would like to share with you all. For starters, Facebook, what the hell were you thinking? Are you fucking serious? Okay, now that that's out of the way, I'll try to regain my composure and carry on with this podcast. So, just when we think Facebook can't get any worse, they come out with the new timeline and proceed to, shove it down our fucking throats. I don't remember being asked if I wanted the timeline on my Facebook page, do you? But then again, when it comes to these delicate matters, Facebook doesn't really reach out to their beloved members for user feedback. So, no real surprise there. But I have to give them credit because this time I really feel that they've outdone themselves by enforcing their we don't give a fuck what you think policies on their user base. They stuck to their guns and fucked us again. And we stood there like a couple of whining babies and bent over and took it straight up the wazoo like a couple of real troopers, if you will. Sure, we ranted and raved and whined and complained and threatened to leave and join the new Google Plus. But when all the smoke cleared, there we were, still sitting there on Facebook, looking like a couple of old MySpace rejects, sporting our brand new timelines for the world to see, and posting hundreds of new images all over our profiles, hoping that our friends would like and share with the rest of the Facebook community. But who am I to stop change? And who are we to judge? A brilliant mastermind such as Mark Zuckerberg and the rest of his Facebook staff. After all, he seems to know what's best for us on his beloved Facebook. He is Mark Zuckerberg, after all, and we are just humble users of his amazing product. Keeping that in mind, we must all continue to use the Facebook timeline in a productive manner. And if you're not quite sure how to do that, well, today is your lucky day because I just happen to have a couple of tips for all of you that I'm going to share to ensure that you get the most out of the Facebook timeline experience. That's right, I'm looking out for you listeners out there. In Crapland, we can get through this crap together. Okay, the first thing you need to know about the timeline, and I'm sure most of you are going to love this because it really is a no-brainer. I mean, if you thought Facebook was easy before, you are going to love this to death. See, because now you don't even have to have a mind to post a Facebook status update. And I know it was really hard and difficult to think up your own status updates. It can be very difficult. But Facebook knows this. They understand. They feel your pain, and they are going to take it away and make this much easier for you. Because with the new timeline, you don't even need to think of a status update. You don't even need to use your brain at all. Because to be perfectly honest with you, I don't think Facebook wanted you to hurt yourself and to be held responsible for the damage of you actually having to have an idea or be creative. So they're going to make this really easy for you, and they're going to just take away that option altogether by giving you the new Facebook timeline.